There is only one thing that you can control in your life. That's your thoughts. You can choose to be happy or you can choose to be miserable. It's just that simple. Join me for the next hour on Law of Attraction Talk Radio, where I hope to inspire you to make the conscious decision to be happy. For that is the exact place where you need to be to create your own magnificent reality. Let us begin now. Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful and a little wet Southern California. I'm delighted that you could be with me tonight, but it's not really going to be me. You see, I'm in a bit of a transition. I am moving to a new location, and I am in the midst of doing everything right now, so I thought it would be great to invite my wonderful friend and mentor, Constance Arnold, to share with you how to live your best life by living your dream. You know, Constance was on the cruise with us, and I've got to tell you, her workshop was spectacular. Everyone loved it. Of course, all of our workshops were magnificent, especially Laughing Ann, who is a laughing guru, who every single morning lifted up everyone's spirits and got us laughing. And that's just what we needed to start our day off. And we, of course, had Larry Michael, who was talking about love and romance and match matrix. And we also had Tawn Head doing psychic readings, Janice Duncan doing wonderful energy healing. We had some spectacular workshops, including a brand new one from an angel healer, Christina McIntyre. And she is considered to come on the next cruise, which is April 30th. So we are really excited about getting to know Christina better. But tonight, let me turn over the show to Constance, because this is very, very important for you to understand. And I just love the way Constance delivers her presentation. It comes right from the heart, and her energy is so pure. I love this lady to death. Here she is. Constance Arnold of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Show.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And I am broadcasting live today with just a little touch of Southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. And today I'm so grateful that you've joined me, and I believe that your life will never be the same again after listening to this show. You know, I believe that God has strategically ordained knowledge and wisdom for you to be able to implement into your life, and that you will begin to create miracles beyond your wildest dreams with the information that you hear today. Well, how are you doing? Welcome, welcome, welcome. I have a couple of questions for you. Are you beginning to manifest some of your heart's desires? Are you beginning to see miracles in your life? You know, that is the will of God for your life. And I'm just so grateful that you have joined me tonight, whether or not you're listening live or whether or not you're listening later on to a podcast. Well, it is simply beautiful here in Atlanta. It is fall, and as I was driving today home, I noticed how beautiful the trees were. They were orange, red, yellow, and it just really showed the magnificence and the splendor of our Creator God, and I'm so grateful for that. Well, I am back from my wonderful cruise, and I had a wonderful time. I had so much fun. You know, we were originally supposed to cruise to Cozumel, Mexico, but there was a hurricane in the Caribbean, and so we had to change our itinerary because of safety practices. And so instead of going to Mexico, we cruised to the beautiful Bahamas. We went to Paradise Island and Nassau, and I've been there many times, but I thoroughly enjoyed it, and it was so wonderful. I met so many awesome people from all over the world. Some of my listeners who I had never met before, I had an opportunity to meet them personally, and they were so grateful, and they were telling me how wonderful the show is and how the show has really just changed their lives. And so for that, I'm grateful. I'm back, and guess what? Tomorrow is my birthday. That's right. Happy birthday to me. Yes, November the 7th is my birthday, and I am so grateful to God for my life, for health, for wealth, for love, and for purpose in my life. And, you know, I normally celebrate my birthday for 30 days. That's right, from November the 7th until December the 7th. So if you would like to send me a special birthday greeting via email, it would make me so happy and just make my birthday really more awesome than I know it's going to be at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I would love to hear from you. Also, while you're on my website, please take advantage of all the tools that I have designed just with you in mind. I have wonderful MP3 affirmation downloads, my powerful life-changing workbook, Secrets of Success. So go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com and visit my website. You know, I had so many people on the cruise tell me, Constance, one lady said that she listened to 100 shows in 1 week, and that just moved me, because she understands that in order to receive something different in your life, that you really have to transform your mind. You have to change your subconscious. You have to radically change your spirit. And so I'm just so grateful for that. And so everything that I have designed is just with you in mind. Well, today I'm going to be teaching, and I'm going to slow down, you know, the teacher that I am, and I'm going to go very slow. I want you to get your iPad out or your laptop or your old-fashioned notebook and pencil, and I want you to take notes. And today, and I'm going to do a series between now and the end of the year, and of course I will still be interviewing others, but I think about four times before the end of the year I'm going to be teaching on how to live your best life by the Spirit in all areas of your life. But today specifically, I'm going to be teaching about living your best life by the Spirit by living your dreams. So living your best life by the Spirit by living your dreams. And so after this quick commercial, I will be right back, and we're going to be talking about how you can begin to live the life of your dreams.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOARadionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries. Is the radio station for your well-being.
Hello, this is Constance Arnold. Do you have an upcoming conference or an event where you need a keynote speaker or leadership training? With over 25 years of experience, I am a recognized international leader in the areas of self-motivation and maximizing human potential. I have been the featured keynote speaker and trainer for numerous Fortune 500 companies such as Delta Airlines, Lockheed Martin, and the Russell Simmons Success Tour. I would love to partner with you to develop customized speaking and training that would change and empower your organization in 2011. So visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com and take a look at my speakers page to see a detailed listing of my clientele and speaking services. Or you can email me personally at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
NLP tip number one, the meaning of your communication is the response that you get. So if I say something to you that's intended to help you, and yet you're offended, then that's the meaning of my communication. I offended you. Why would I spend time defending my intention when I could just accept that I offended you and then spend time making or communicating in such a way that helps you respond in a way that's in accordance with my intention? So don't spend time defending your intentions when what you said didn't work. Accept that the meaning of your communication is the response that you get. If you'd like to learn more NLP tips and strategies, come to INLPcenter.com. We have a free mini course for you. It's INLPcenter.com. Hope to see you there.
Well, I'm back, and I'm going to go really slow. You know, earlier today, I did not know if I was going to even be able to do the show. So pray for me because my voice was a little raspy, and so I'm going to be going very slow. So I'm going to be talking about your dreams tonight, how to live your best life by living your dreams, by understanding your dream, by planning for your dreams to come to pass, and how you can just begin to believe that you can live the life of your dreams. You know, so many people are so discouraged right now. And I believe that when you are living your God-given dream, that you are healthier and that you are happier, that you have more energy, that you're more enthusiastic. And so many people, as I said, are frustrated because they're living a life of mediocrity, just getting up, going to work, coming home, maybe preparing dinner for the children. And you know that there is more on the inside of you. And so they're living just like a mundane routine life, and they're not really living their dreams. And so, do you want a new house? Do you want a new car? Would you like to start a business? What are some of your dreams? And many of you right now might really feel overwhelmed by your current circumstances, and you might be saying, Constance, how in the world can I begin to live my dreams? Well, tonight I'm going to tell you. Have you given up on your dream? Is your dream dead? Do you think that it is impossible to live your dream? So I'm going to be sharing with you some general information about the stages of your dream, how to strategically begin to work on your dream, and what are some of the principles of manifesting your dream. So are you ready? I want you to be able to create your dream and really feel alive. You know, personally, on the ship, they were asking me, they said that I seem so alive and enthusiastic, and I really am, because I am really living my dream, and it has not been easy, but there, and I still have my challenges, but I choose, and it is a choice to every day, no matter what's going on, to really live my dreams. So, let me just share some general info with you, that God has put a dream on the inside of you, and God is the dream giver and the dream maker. Isn't that great to know? And that God loves dreamers. He's the giver of new dreams. If you feel like your dream is just old or it's been buried underneath all of the things that you're going through, and He is the mender of broken dreams. Isn't that wonderful to know that God, your creator, is the mender of your broken dreams? So if you feel that your dream is dead, or if you feel that it's hopeless, tonight I want you to know that there is hope. And a God-given dream, no matter what it is, no matter if you want a new house, a new career, if you want to release weight, if you want to meet your soulmate, always has a kingdom purpose. And what do I mean by that? I mean that your dream should and will always bless the lives of others. It might bless your family, it might bless your friends, it might even bless a culture or even bless a country or a nation and bring more happiness into their lives. And so a great example of that would be Steve Jobs, and we all know that he passed and he created the iPhone and the iPod and the iPad, and That was his dream, was to really bring about greater communications with all mankind. And look what happened. He changed a culture. And so no matter how small or large your dream is, just know that your dream should always have a kingdom, or I'm going to say a higher purpose. The next thing about your dream, a God-given dream is always bigger than you. That's why no matter what your dream is, you need God to help you. You're going to need others and God to help you. If you can really manifest your dream by yourself, I'm going to say that you are not dreaming big enough. And doing this show, I really want you to begin to dream big. And don't limit God. So the question tonight is, not that you can't dream, but do you have the courage to act on your dream? So I'm going to be going very slowly to talk to you about the six stages of a dream. All right, I'm going to repeat them, and then I'm going to really come back and expound on them. Stage one, I thought it. Number two, I caught it. Number three, I bought it. Number four, I sought it. Number five, I got it. Number six, I taught it. So let me say that again. I thought it, I caught it, I bought it, I sought it, I got it, and I taught it. So let's start with the first stage of the dream. I thought it. You know, every dream begins with an idea or a thought, and to the dreamer, it's more than a thought. It becomes revelation. Have you ever seen something on television, maybe really late at midnight, and somebody has invented something, and you said to yourself, I thought of that before, but you didn't act on it? And why didn't that happen for you? Because to the inventor, it was more than a thought. It was a revelation. So whatever your dream is, your dream about your house or a career, it needs to become a revelation. So that means that you need to begin to spend time turning that idea over and over in your mind again, thinking about that new home, thinking about that new career, thinking about that soulmate until it becomes revelation to you. And to be perfectly honest, I think this is where many people miss it, because they do not spend enough time with that idea, with that thought, to get a revelation of it. And I think a revelation means that it's really a part of your DNA. So the first one is, I thought it. And so what have you been thinking about when it comes to your dream about your house, your new house, your new career, your soulmate, maybe becoming an entrepreneur, buying that new car? I want you to begin to think about it until it becomes a revelation in your spirit. Roll it around. The word meditate means to mull over, and that means you're going to roll it around over and over and over in your mind until it becomes a part of who you are. Second stage of a dream is, I caught it. And when you catch your dream, remember, you rolled it around in your mind, and it is really, I call it the unfolding process in your mind. This is when you are thinking about the possibility of the reality of your dream. I call this the process stage. You may not have a revelation of it yet, but you are coming to it. You are catching that dream. You are seeing that dream. You will begin to believe, this is possible for me to have this new car. It's possible for me to make six figures. This is possible. So this is when you caught it. You get it, a realization of that dream is unfolding in your life. And I think a lot of people really give up here because they're just like, okay, God gave me this great idea, but it's not happening. But there is an unfolding process that needs to take place in the area of your dreams. All right, so I thought it and I caught it. Number three, I bought it. When you buy something, what, you own it. If you were to go to the store and buy a dress, that means you have it. You possess it. Yes, it's mine. And this is where you make a quality decision that you're going to do more than just talk about it. How many of you have been talking about your dreams, but you have not been doing anything? All right, we have about maybe 2 months left, less than 2 months actually, left before the end of the year. I want you to really begin to get serious about your dreams. I call it price paying for your dreams. You know, when you really buy into a dream, when you really own a dream, it really takes, you have to take a risk. You're moving out of your comfort zone, out of what you know. You're moving away from what's been comfortable for you, maybe people, places, or things. And you're moving toward a higher life. You're moving toward the greatest life. You're moving toward your highest good. And so, aren't you tired of letting your fears hold you back from really buying into and owning the dreams that you know that God has put on the inside of you? And so when you buy it, it's yours. And once you bought it, you hang on to that dream despite doubts and difficulties. And I'm going to talk about that later on. And so really you disentangle yourself from whatever is holding you back. And you say, this is mine now. I'm going to trust God all the way. I'm going to keep my focus on God and my dream. And guess what? God will make a way for you. I guess about 10 years ago, I was looking for an older home, and a girlfriend of mine had found a home, and I was traveling extensively at that time, and she said, Constance, I think that I have found your home. So when I got back in town, I went to take a look at the home, and it was built in the 1920s, very beautiful, hardwood floors, hardwood ceilings, hardwood walls, and it was, you know, the pine wood, very expensive wood. And so I just loved that home. It was on 2 acres, and it was fenced in. So what I began to do, the lady who owned the home, while we were going through the buying process, I asked her if I could just come by and sit on the front porch while she was gone and just get a vision of what it would look like to live in that home. And, you know, I would do that. I would bring my friends by, and I said, this is my home. I would peep in the window and say, this is where I'm going to put my furniture. This is how I'm going to arrange it. And, you know, that was my way of what buying or owning or possessing that home. And so by the time we closed on that home, I had already bought that home or owned that home or possessed that home in my spirit, because I had gotten a revelation of what it would feel like to live in that home. So I bought that home. And that's what you need to do in any area. Spend time with that dream. Spend time with the dream of your new career, the dream of your new car. If you're looking for a car, go and test drive your car. When I bought my first Mercedes, I would go to the Mercedes dealership every Saturday, and I would test drive that black on black in black Mercedes, because that was my dream. What was I doing? I was buying into the dream of my new car. All right, the next step is I sought it. So that means after you bought it and you really have put in the sweat equity into your dream, it's already yours. Nobody can talk you out of it. You can't think of any else. This dream consumes you. Quitting is not even a part of your thinking. You're so focused and committed to making the dream happen. You're going after it. You're seeking it. That's what I sought it means. And you have the eye of the tiger. You are so single focused in what you want that you're just seeking after that and that only. And so I think this is an important stage, because this is a stage where you're going to say, nothing is going to hold me back from getting this dream. I'm going to do whatever it takes. This is the do it stage. I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm going to go to the bank. I'm going to write that proposal. Whatever it takes. When you're seeking something, when you say, I sought it, that's the doing stage. That's when you make it happen. That's where you're clear about what you want. That's where you are so focused and you are committed to this dream. And so this is a very important part, because a lot of people really just give up in seeking. You know, the Bible says, ask, knock, and seek. But if you look in the Greek, it means keep on asking, keep on knocking, and then keep on seeking. And so what you have to do in your dream, you have to keep seeking the thing that you desire. Don't give up. I remember once I was trying to buy a home, and it was the same home that I just shared about. And one bank turned me down. Since I have owned my own business for years, they wanted my projected income. And so since you are an entrepreneur, all of you out there who are listening, you may have to do things quite differently. And so they went to bank after bank, and everybody turned me down. And so this real estate agent that I had, I mean, this girl had the eye of the tiger, and I don't know how many banks she went to, but she finally went to a bank that would work with entrepreneurs. Why? Because she saw it, and she had the eye of the tiger, and that's what you're going to need if you want your dreams to come true. All right, and the next stage of the dream is I got it. This is where your dream is manifest, and you're probably saying, hallelujah, thank you, God, you've paid the price. You're so glad you did, because your dream is bigger and bolder than anything you could have ever dreamed. And you look back on your life and you say, yay, I did it, and you have more confidence. And it gives you the confidence to move in other areas of your life to make your dream come true. So you got it is a wonderful celebration stage. And I just love that. And then the last one is I taught it. And there is no success without a successor. And I always tell people that whenever you have accomplished something or accomplished a goal, make sure you share those principles with somebody else. Share with people how you were able to manifest your dream home. I have a girlfriend, and she and her daughter have just manifested a $800,000 dream home, and I am so happy for them. But they really, it took them a year to really manifest that, and they, oh boy, they just incurred so many obstacles, so many challenges. Somebody has bid it on the home, and they thought they were going to lose the home, but now they are so excited. And I told my girlfriend, you need to teach others the principle of persistence and consistency in your obtaining that particular dream. And so those are the stages of a dream. And so you may say, Constance, I'm doing all of that, but now I'm going to break down how does a dream begin and how you can begin living your best life by living your dream through planning. And so if your dream has not manifested, then you need to take a look at your life and say, God, what do I need to change? If something is not working, take a look at your life. If something is not working, go inward and ask the Spirit, show me what do I need to do differently? Do I need to stop this? Do I need to start this? What do you need to do in order for your dreams to come to pass? And I'm just going to give you just some simple principles about dreams and see if you can identify them. The first thing that you must have to really manifest your dream is desire. It doesn't begin with talent. Some people think if you're just talent. No, it begins with desire. And a great mentor of mine says that you have to have a burning desire. That means that it consumes you. You know, you really have a passion for it. You know, Thomas Edison had a burning desire. He prayed to God, God, give me insight and wisdom about the light bulb. Give me insight and wisdom about helping people. Give me insight and wisdom about this invention. Booker T. Washington had a burning desire. He would spend 2 and 3 hours in prayer. Give me the wisdom about everything that I'm really inventing. So my question for you is that, do you have a desire or do you have a burning desire? And even though obstacles will come and try to diminish your desire, try to really dilute it, you must know that when God has given you a dream, and remember, God is the great dream maker and the great dream mender, that God is there, the Spirit is there to help you. He prepares you in advance by putting this desires in you, on the inside of you. You know, and that one of my favorite verses in the Bible, you know, is it says that if you commit your ways to God, and that if you seek God first, that He would give you the desires of your heart. And so when you seek in things of the Spirit, I believe that the Spirit just drops these desires on the inside of us, and that the reason many times that it's not coming to pass is because we have not factored in the Spirit. And so whatever you're desiring right now, just know that God has put that desire on the inside of you. No excuses. All right, and I heard so many people say, well, Constance, I'm really trying, you know, but it's not happening. And I'm going to say to you, check yourself out to see if you have a burning desire for that home. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to really move into that dream home? A burning desire for that relationship. Are you willing to maybe prepare your body, lose the extra 20 pounds so that when that relationship comes along, you're prepared and you're ready to receive it? A burning desire for that new career. Are you willing to just really do whatever it takes to send out resumes, to network? A burning desire, not just a desire. Okay, the second thing we need to do, and you know that I was going to say this, don't you? We need to be clear about your vision. Be as clear as possible about what your dream is. And you know there's power in clarity. There's power in knowing what you want. And write out your dream in as much detail as possible. Be descriptive, be colorful, and bring as much clarity to your dream as possible. I was working with a group of people this week, and I had them to write down their dreams. And I told them, it was an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. And I told them, I want you to really complete this whole page, write this whole page about what you want to happen in your life. And then I have them to read it, and it is so interesting that once they begin to read what they have written, how the spoken word about their dream and the clarity and the vision for their dream literally changed the atmosphere of the room. Why? Because clarity and vision is so powerful. You've heard me say this many times. Jack Canfield said clarity when I interview him. Clarity is the key to success. So I have a question for you. Do you have your dream written down? And I know what you're going to say. Well, Constance, I already know what my dream is. And no, write it down, because writing down your goal or your dream is so important, because the pressures of life will really come in and dilute your dream otherwise. So take a piece of paper and write down I, and then draw a line and then put your name in. Am committed and devoted to my dream of. And then I want you to write down what your dream is. So you're going to put I, comma, Constance Arnold, am committed to my dream of. And then I want you to write down what your dream is. All right, let's just say, for example, my dream is to get a 4-bedroom house. I want you to write it down in as much detail, with a large backyard, fenced in so my children would play, can play, etc. So that's an example of in as much detail and clarity as possible. Write down what your dream is, because remember, the second step is becoming clear about your vision or dream. And then the second thing I want you to write down is, once this dream is manifested, how will it change my life? And I'm going to go back to that 4-bedroom house again. You might say the children will be able to play freely in the backyard. I can watch the children play while I'm cooking dinner through the window. Each child will have their own bedroom. So I want you to write down what your dream is and how, once this dream is manifested, how would that change your life? What would your life look like once your dream is manifested? All right, and that's a great way for you to begin to really get clear about what you want in your life. I've done that about everything that I have in my life. I think you've heard me say that before. Every house I've ever gotten, every vacation I've ever gone on, every car I've ever gotten, I've written down in detail what I want. And statistics show that when you are clear about what you want and you speak it out into the universe, and writing is a way of being, it is a way of sending out, saying to the universe or saying to God, this is what I really, really desire in my life, then you can really begin to draw it in quickly. And the error that I see in a lot of people is that they don't know what they want. I just want a good car. Well, what's a good car? I just want a decent house. Well, what's a decent house? And I never use the word decent, because God wants you to really, really, really think big about your dreams. God wants you to have big, big, big dreams. So do not limit God. You know, there's a verse in the Bible, and I'm going to talk about limitations later, that God had to draw back because he was limited by people's unbelief. And so writing down your vision is so clear. All of the millionaires are very clear about what they want. I think I shared with you before the study at Harvard, where Harvard grads, half of the Harvard grads, had written down exactly what they wanted and what they wanted to accomplish in their life by the time they were 50, and the other half did not. The half that had written goals accomplished all of the above and were more successful and made 3 times more money. Why is that? Because clarity pulls in success. Vision pulls in success. And there's a direct correlation between writing down your goals and wealth. And so write down your dream about your car, about your career, etc. The next step is passion. Oh my goodness, you have to be passionate about your dream. Passion is the fuel that activates and keeps the dream alive. Passion is the energy behind the vision. And you know, passion is so important. And I believe that a lot of times when people start out with dreams, that they start out and they're really excited and that they're really enthusiastic, and then nothing is happening or the challenges are coming and they're just like, oh my goodness, this is more difficult than what I thought. And they lose their passion for the dream. And when passion dies, then the dream slowly dies. And so if Dr. Martin Luther King had not had passion for change, he would have quit. But he really had a passion to see people free. He had a passion to see people walk in their highest potential. He had a passion to see people be equal on all levels. And so I want you to check your passion meter to see how passionate you are about your current dream. Have you allowed circumstances to keep you from moving forward? Have you become discouraged because it's taken so long, Constance? I've been believing for this dream and there hasn't anything happened. Have you stopped visualizing with excitement and enthusiasm about your new car or your new career? Well, I'm going to encourage you today I want you to rekindle that passion. I want you to get excited about that dream. I want you to believe that, hey, it is possible for me to have a great career. It is possible. I want you to begin to passionately begin to think in unlimited possibilities. I often tell people, think about the unlimited possibilities that could happen in your life. Say, for example, if you were believing for a car. Well, you may not have the money. What are the unlimited possibilities there that you could passionately begin to consider? Well, somebody may give you a car, or let's just see, that may not be possible. Or you may go to one of the dealers and they may have a great deal on a car, or what else? Somebody would let you take over their lease, or what else? Somebody might give you some money for a car. I just want you to begin to think passionately about the unlimited possibilities and probabilities that exist in your life. So rekindle that passion about your vision and your dream and move forward. Okay, the next thing about dreams. You ready for this one? Expect obstacles or problems, but keep moving. You know, there are some common obstacles that occur when you're moving toward your dream. I just want to talk about a couple of them. And the number one reason that people say, Constance, I have this idea or I want to move forward, but I don't have any money, or lack of knowledge. I don't know what to do. Or, Constance, I have 4 children and I have a husband and I'm working a full-time job. I don't have time to pursue my dreams. And so, lack of money, lack of knowledge, lack of resources, or lack of time. And whenever you think in lack, the law of attraction says that you're really thinking of scarcity and you're going to get more of that. And so I'm going to give you an exercise shortly on how to begin to identify the obstacles, what the limiting beliefs are, and how you can come up with a new strategy. All right? And the second really obstacle or problem that people have when it comes to dreams is limitations or thinking limited. And so when you have a dream, you have to break limitation thinking. You got to break old ways of thinking and believing. I can't do this. I can't have this. Nobody's ever done this before. You know, in 1954, a runner named Roger Bannister, he broke the 4-minute mile. And up to that point, no one had ever broken the 4-minute mile. We're talking about thinking unlimited kinds of ways when it comes to making your dream come true. They had said no human being can run that fast. That's impossible. But after he broke that record, immediately others began to run the 4-minute mile. Why did that happen? Because he broke that limitation. And so when it comes to your dream, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to begin to break that limitation of money, not enough, that limitation of knowledge, and that limitation of time. So never let your own experiences or those of others determine what you can really experience in your life. I made a decision. Just because no one else has ever experienced that does not mean that I can't have that. I don't limit myself to what other people have experienced. I don't even limit myself to what I have experienced. Remember, your seemingly insurmountable limitations can really become a launching platform for your faith. So how do we deal with limitations or limiting beliefs? I want you to get out another sheet of paper. We're talking about our dreams, and this is the exercise for, I'm going to say, identifying and removing obstacles or problems. Because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? They will show up when it comes to you manifesting your dreams. So on a sheet of paper, write the word obstacle, O-P-S-T-A-C-L-E, and then write limiting belief, and then write the strategy. So I want you to define what your obstacles are, and then we're going to write what a limiting belief is about that obstacle, and then how can we change that. Because let's deal with no money. I mentioned that one. No money when it comes to the dream that you want to manifest. So the limiting belief is lack of money, I don't have any money, I don't know where to get any money, they're not really loaning any money right now, etc. So that is your limiting belief. So what could the strategy be, or your new belief could be you'd be open to unknown resources. Understand that God has a million ways to get money to you. Begin to research, I'm going to say, unorthodox ways of getting money to you. Begin to share your dream with others who might could invest in your dream. So that's a great example of how you can take a look at an obstacle, find out what a limiting belief is, because remember, you will not go any higher than what you believe. You confine yourself and you limit yourself to what you believe. You put a ceiling on what you could have manifest in your life by your belief. Another example might be if you're trying to manifest a new career. We're talking about obstacles, limiting beliefs, and strategies. Okay, so the obstacle is there are no job opportunities, Constance. I mean, the unemployment rate is 10.1% in Georgia or wherever you are. So the limiting belief is lack of jobs, no one is hiring, there are no opportunities. So what could your new strategy or your new belief be? You answer that. There's unlimited possibilities. You could begin to think about solutions for the global world. Now is when more millionaires are made. Things are tough. This is when more millionaires are made. In your field, what kind of solution could you begin to bring to the world that could bring money to you? And so that's an example of identifying an obstacle, identifying a limiting belief, and then coming up with a new belief or strategy for that. Because when you are really manifesting your dream, you know, guess what, that you're going to have obstacles. Okay, you also have to deal with doubt. Oh, my goodness. And what has that doubter been telling you about your life and what you can dream? And I tell you, our doubter is really fear. Our doubter comes from our past, and it really can sabotage our dreams. So get out another piece of paper. We're working tonight, and I want you to draw a line. And what are some of the things that this voice of fear or doubt has been saying to you about you reaching your dream? Maybe it might be you're too old, nobody's going to hire you, you don't have enough education, your credit score is too low, you've made too many mistakes, it's too late in your life, etc. And so I want you to write down all the things that your doubter has been telling you, because we're going to learn from our doubter. We're going to learn from our fears, because no matter what happens to you, you can change the voice. You can send out another word about what you're going to have in your life, because remember, your life follows your words. Your life follows what you truly believe. And so after you've written those down, I want you to take a look at those. Let's just say hypothetically that you're saying that I'm too old. I'm too old to start a new career. I'm too old to really find love in my life. Somebody said to me, Constance, do you believe that I could find love at 50? I'm like, of course you can find love at 50. Who made the rule that you stop receiving love or success when you get a certain age? And so write down what that doubter has been saying to you, that voice on the inside, and then I want you to write something different. What do you want your new voice or your new affirmation to say? And let's just say you want to say that I'm ageless, that all things are possible, that daily I live in unlimited possibilities and probabilities. And so what you're doing is you're identifying what your doubter is saying, but then you're replacing and you're speaking out what you want your dream to be. And another sheet of paper, what would your life look like if you did not have fear and doubt in it? Wow. What would your life look like? Would you be traveling all over the world? What would you be doing? Would you build a new house? Would you be sending money to Africa? What would you be doing? Would you be standing up talking to people? Would you be traveling and learning about different cultures? Would you go scuba diving in the ocean? Would you go parasailing? What would your life look like if you did not have fear and doubt in it? I want you to really take your time and answer that question, and it will really help you to take a look at what's been holding you back from living your dreams. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not God, it's you. It's your fears and your doubts and your experiences. And you know, so many people are fearful during this time. So many people are just really careful. I was in a government building the other day, and everybody looked so sad, and I met this one lady, and she said, Constance, I only have 2 years and 2 months until I retire. And she looked sad. She didn't have any life in her, and it could not be the will of God for her to be in that state for those next 2 years. And so you need to really challenge fear, and I'm not going to talk about it now, but just begin to rise up and live your dream in faith. This is the best time to be living. This is a time of opportunities. This is a time of ideas. And I want to say to some of you, really begin to pray for God to give you ideas where you could bring in more money and more wealth into your life to really facilitate your dream. Just get quiet and just pray for ideas. Pray for solutions. What solutions do you have in your mind, in your life right now, that could really help this world? This is a hurting world. I know in my own life, I've been thinking about what are some things that I can do to really begin to help people who are hurting so that they can really heal and come up from that wounding place and live from a place of power. All right, we're talking about living your best life by living your dreams. The next principle is people. And you know, boy, when you begin to dream, the people around you will either support you or they will be threatened by you. I mean, you can always tell who your true friends are, because when you begin to dream and move up higher and start thinking differently and higher, it really shakes up things. I've seen so many marriages really be threatened because one partner may decide, I don't want to live this life of mediocrity anymore. I really want something bigger, better, and bolder. And the other partner is threatened because they just want to stay where they are. And so, people, this is a major factor, because you are changing and you are actually a mirror to others who are not moving. Even in the Bible, I know most of you know the story about Joseph and how he was a dreamer and his brothers hated him because he was a dreamer. And people may hate you because you are a dreamer, but keep dreaming anyway. And so you need to be very careful who's around you when you are pursuing your dreams. I am so grateful and so blessed that my friends love me. I don't have friends who are intimidated by me. As a matter of fact, I had two of my friends to actually go on the cruise with me to support me. That's just an awesome experience. And they were there and they handed out my handouts and just supported me and helped me to rearrange the room on the ship. Why? Because I have great people around me who have to support my dream. And if you're dreaming something right now, I believe that God has ordained people to help you with your dream. And as you continue down the pathway of your dream, that those people will be manifested in your life. And so they're there to help you, to assist you, and to help move you toward your dream. And personally, just to be very honest with you, I don't want to be around mediocrity. I don't want to be around people who aren't dreaming. I'm a baby boomer, and it's so interesting that all people talk about is retirement and downsizing. And I'm thinking about expansion. I'm not thinking about downsizing anything. I'm thinking about getting bigger. I'm thinking about how can I expand more. I'm thinking about how can I reach more people. And so all of my baby boomers out there, be very careful with your thinking, because you have so many years of experience. You have so much expertise. This will be a great time for you to live your big dreams, not just for yourself, but for others. All right, so we're talking about dreaming. And so you really, when it comes to people, you really have to leave the old and embrace the new. And I'm going to be honest with you that when you really begin to dream and go into what I call next level living, that your friends will probably change. Because it's sort of like if now you're on level 5. And you go to, your dream is on level 10. When you go to level 10, if your friends don't go with you, you'll meet a whole new crowd. And it's so interesting. It's like my entire framework of friends has drastically changed. And so that's why it's important that you have great people around you when you're dreaming. All right. And I've heard so many people say that, you know, that it's lonely at the top. And it doesn't have to be lonely at the top, but that statement is very pertinent, because what it means is that when you are really successful, there are not many people who are willing to pay that price in order to live the life of their dreams. All right, I want you to also believe in yourself. I want to touch on that just a little bit. Believe that you can. And I think that's just a major step for us to really manifest our dreams. You know, so many times we look at other people, we look at other people on television, and we say, oh, they can do it, but I can't do it. But I want you to say, hey, I can do that. That power is on the inside of me. I have powerful abilities and talents that I can harness and really live that powerful dream that I really desire to live and to manifest in my life. And the last thing I want to talk about is stay in the faith zone while you're dreaming, because everything that I've shared, you know, your obstacles and your doubts and your fears and really your passion and having a burning desire and the different stages of the dream, all of that, you're going to need to stay in the faith zone. And what is the faith zone? The faith zone is that invisible realm where all of our help is really just waiting for us to call on. It's that fourth dimension. It's the dimension that we cannot see. Because as you're moving towards your dream, man, you're going to have all kinds of appearances and circumstances and situations that are going to say, no, you can't have that. No, you can't be that. No, you can't live there. No, you can't work there. So really stay in the faith zone. And how do you do that? You stay in the faith zone by feeding your spirit every day. I often tell people, what would happen to your body if you did not eat properly? You would become weak. You would become not able to focus. So what happens when you don't feed yourself spiritually every day? You become weak in the spirit. And so you need to feed yourself with the Word of God, with inspirational texts, with MP3 downloads, whatever that means to you, with nature, whatever works for you. But you need to feed yourself so that you will be strong enough to really make the journey, go through the processes of manifesting your dream. So staying in the faith zone, factor in God. I mean, so many people are trying to manifest their dreams, and they're trying to do it by themselves, but you need to, I call it the God factor, that the God of the universe is on the inside of you. All of the power, angels and other invisible forces are available to help you to really accelerate and to manifest your dreams quickly. And take small baby steps daily toward your dream. And I think I said in one show that you can climb Mount Everest if you take small steps. It might take your lifetime, but you will get on top of Mount Everest if you take small baby steps daily toward your dream. And lastly, remember that God is the great dream maker and dream mender, as I said early. If you have given up on your dream, I want you to refuel that dream. I want you to awaken that dream. I want you to rekindle that dream and say, yes, I can do that. I want you to get your strength back. I want you to get your power back and know that the power of God is on the inside of you, and that you can live your dream not only for yourself, but people are watching you. Children are watching you. Your co-workers are watching you, because people really need a manifestation. And I know that the Bible says that the whole earth groaneth for the manifestation of the sons of God. And that simply means that the whole earth is looking for somebody who's really walking in all of the power and the authority that God has given them in living their best life by living their dream. Well, it has been so wonderful talking to you tonight, and I want to encourage you to go to my website. I would love to coach with you. I'm coaching people on all 7 continents, and I'm so grateful to God. You know, I have a strategic approach to coaching. If you're feeling frustrated about your dream, if you don't know what to do, if you don't know where to begin, contact me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Call me and I would be more than happy to talk to you for about 15 minutes about where you are, what your desires are, and how we can partner together to make that happen. Well, I'm going to go off and enjoy my birthday for the rest of the week, and I know that you're going to do the same once again. This is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show saying to you, guess what? The best is yet to come. God loves you and expect a miracle.
As we close another show, it is my sincerest wish that you have a wonderful week ahead. Remember, through you, the world changes to reflect your happiness. If you'd like to comment on today's show, please send me an email to jules@loaradionetwork.com.